The three journeys that will influence your life. Which one are you on? Welcome to the Uncomplicate Your Life podcast. This is your host, Sophia Roper. I once heard a Sufi teacher say that life consists of three journeys. They are 1, going to sleep, 2, waking up, and 3, living awake. As I look back at the road I had traveled, I saw the truth of this. Everyone goes through the first one. Some choose to take the second, and a few experience the third. The journey you're on will affect how you navigate your life challenges and treat the people around you. It also determines how free and fulfilled you'll feel. Let me explain in more detail. Firstly, the going to sleep journey. What does this mean? When we are born, we are pure and innocent. Just look at a baby. It's a little conscious being totally dependent on its caregivers. Everything we know about the world, we learn from those around us. Our parents, teachers, and society tell us what the world is, what the rules are, what to fear, how to think, and on and on and on. Since the majority of people are consciously unaware, they instill their beliefs in us, and we then take these on as truths. This is how we lose touch with the conscious part of us and thus go to sleep or become unconscious. At this level, we only believe what we experience with our 5 senses. All our focus is on the material world. As a result, we'll try to control everything and everyone outside of us in order to feel happy and successful. The waking up journey. We start to wake up when we sense that there is more to life than meets the eye. It's often triggered by a painful event, usually a loss of some kind. The waking up journey also has the most levels. The first experience I had where I saw that there was more beneath the surface was when my dad took me with him to a weekend course called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I was 17 at the time. We were taught to put ourselves into a relaxed state from where we could visualize what we wanted. I tried it the following week to get a raise, and it worked. The exercise that really impacted me the most was when we had to work in pairs facing each other with one person going into the alpha state. The other had a piece of paper with some information about someone in another country that had an ailment or health issue. With my eyes closed, I imagined that I was moving my hands over this person's body to see if I could sense anything going on in his energy field. As I was moving down his second arm, it suddenly felt cooler between my hands. I stopped and said that there seemed to be something wrong there. They then showed me the paper. The person had an amputated arm, and that's what I could feel. That was just the beginning of my waking up journey. I was still young, so most of my focus was on boys, having fun with friends, and many other youthful interests. My real wake-up call came at the age of 32, when I dealt with a very painful and unique relationship loss. After that, I was on a serious quest to find the answers to life. I'm a very practical person, so I've always researched, pondered, and tested any spiritual teachings I came across to see how they lined up with my own personal experiences. I was never satisfied to just be a believer. I wanted to be a knower. The answers certainly came to me along the way. I've had so many interesting experiences that deepened my joy and understanding of life. Next is the living awake journey. My search finally ended in September of 2014 when I found what I'd been seeking. 22 years after that serious wake-up call I mentioned, I finally woke up. The illusion fell away, the veil was lifted, and I saw what life really was in all its glory. And my first question was, now what? I realized that we humans have an inherent need to want, to desire, to strive for something. Our desires are evolutionary impulses. Without desires, we may as well die. Everything that's ever been created started with a want, a desire. So being the researcher that I am, I did a Google search for how to live the awakened life. And guess what? I found a blog post called How to Live an Awakened Life, written by Adia Shanti. Needless to say, I spent the next few days reading and listening to everything he had to say about it, and it completely aligned with my own experience. The good news is that even when you are awake, as long as you're in a human body, you have to deal with the nitty-gritty stuff of life. And the reason why I call it good news is because we would be utterly bored if we had everything going our way all the time. We actually need the struggles in life so that new desires are born. From that, we evolve and expand. The difference in my life now is that it's so much more fun. I'm completely free. My happiness doesn't depend at all on external circumstances. I now see any so-called negative crap in life as a seed for something new and wonderful to evolve. I've had a lot of life experience, more than the average person, I believe. There's a common thread that runs through it no matter which area you're dealing with, whether it's relationships, business, money, health, you name it. The same principles for success apply to all of them. And by success, I mean true fulfillment and joy, not just financial abundance. The secret to a satisfying and happy life is to find our specific track or zone, or as Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss. We never need to compare ourselves and our lives to others. Each one of us is part of a larger tapestry of life, and our only job is to find our own track. Trying to be anything other than your true, authentic self will never be satisfying or fulfilling. As Campbell also said, we must be willing to let go of the life we planned, so as to have the life that is waiting for us. If you want to uncover and simplify the complexities of life, visit sophiaroper.com and sign up for one of my free guides. I also invite you to join my private Facebook group called the Uncomplicate and Thrive Club, where we can continue the conversation.